Yep.
Got the recording going?
Yep.
All right, we'll call the regular board meeting of the Sewage Commission of the Region to order January 23rd, 2024 at 5 p.m. We're in the located in the SCORE boardroom and.
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart, absent. Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Almost called you Mr. Scott.
Lynn, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
I would. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Okay, item number four, acknowledgement of visitors. Looking in the room, seeing no public in the room. We'll move forward to item number five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we included the minutes from the December 19th meeting in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any board members have a comment or?
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes of December 19th, 2023.
I'll second that.
So carried. That's a simple, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? So carried. Thank you. Number six, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Mastalato and me went over the warrants this morning, and I believe she can report that they were all good.
We examined those together, and the total amount was $186,668.53, and it was from December 20th to January 23rd. The check numbers are 28564 to 28623, and then the commissioner checks and the EFTs. Everything was in order.
All right.
28621.
Is that 28631?
Mine says one.
One.
Oh, okay. Where do you see that?
You got an error on yours.
How come it says? How come there's this 28623?
I see those two on there.
Yep, you are correct.
You are
yep,
correct.
She messed up on the numbers through. It is 20. It is 28623. Yes.
Thank you for noticing that, though.
So
I will let her know.
Here, motion will accept the warrants as been corrected. The Mr. Shoot Event has written down properly, so I entertain a motion for warrants.
I already said,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll second it as corrected.
As corrected, okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So carried. We now go to fiscal reports. Board will review the fiscal report for December 2023.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we included those in the packet for your review.
Any questions from board members? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Thank you for the information. And now we're at number eight, which is a closed session. So can we prepare for closed session with our legal counsel? Go back to regular session now at 5:23. Until we get done opening the doors. Next item on the agenda is item number nine, resolution 01-24, investments of SCORE monies into lakes.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So SCORE has been investing its money into the local agency investment fund for quite some time now because it has a better interest rate than the savings account. So we're just asking to continue that practice. It's been done here for at least a decade now.
David wants to change it.
We're having a discussion here.
So currently, I think we're getting 4%.
So are we locked into that 4%?
It changes. I'm not sure. I could find out on that. I don't know if I don't believe it's. I think it just goes up and down and moves all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
4%. Pretty good, right?
Pretty good, really yeah. Good. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, PERS.
When I took over as the manager, I think we made $60,000 one year on $14 million bucks. So 4%'s great compared to that. Yeah, no, that'd be amazing.
I think there was times it was like 0.1.
Yeah. Yeah, when you left, it was down there. Yeah.
I know, I looked at that and went, wow. So I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution 0124, investment of course monies in the lake.
Second.
Motion is second, and all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's a roll call.
That's going to be a roll call because it's money. Yep.
Go ahead.
So, Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Thank you all. We move forward to item number 10, which is a contract with North Star Engineering for boundary and topo survey for the new parcel plat and legal APN number 03021204.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So this is regarding the property for the Rudy Creek Pump Station. We need to get it finished being surveyed for the pump station to be built, as well as the legal description, so that we can legally acquire the property. That's part of our agreement, is that we would pay for the legal description and all that stuff. So we just lumped that into one day out there with the North Star Engineering, just to do both tasks for a cost not to exceed $15,000.
Okay. Did I misread the proposal? Are they doing the construction of the pump station also?
No.
No.
I must have just misread.
So there's the reason why is because the Jacobs requested some additional surveying on the new parcel, because it wasn't originally what we thought the new parcel was going to be, and so there were some additional survey points that they wanted that weren't, that they didn't have originally included.
Reshape the parcel.
So, yeah. So North Star is going to be doing some additional surveying for the construction.
Okay, so it's for the construction.
For the construction.
That's probably where I misread that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
So the only question I have is, so it's $15,000 to North Star, and then the county fees are extra above that.
Yeah.
We pay that direct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the contract to North Star Engineering, boundary and topo survey, new parcel plate and legal APN 030-212-046.
I second that.
Okay, motion and second. Is this a roll call?
Yeah.
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 Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
All right. Thank you, folks. Item number 11 is general services contract with Coleman Engineering.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So we already have a general services contract with Jacobs Engineering, and we use them all the time for like implant stuff, anything that needs like institutional knowledge that they've already, you know, gathered by working for SCORE for so long. But Coleman's rates for like a senior engineer compared to Jacobs rates is about 2/3. So, and I don't really even have any actual projects ready for this, but I thought that in order to save a little money in my general services with the engineering, if I could get a contract to bill from with Coleman, then that could save us some money. So if I just had like some just simple engineering things that I just need an engineer's stamp essentially to get done, I could just call up Coleman and save about a third of the cost that it
so
cost me to do at Jacobs.
Money in the bank if you don't want to use Jacobs.
Exactly. We have the same exact contract with Jacobs, and if I give them a task, they just bill off of that predetermined amount that you guys have already approved, and then when they exhaust that, I'll come back and ask for more. Same thing we'll do here. So
it's just a bank backup.
Yep. It's not a, I'll choose which.
But you'll choose one or the other.
Exactly. For anything that doesn't require like institutional knowledge, where I'm like, I need somebody that knows the plant, then I'll go with Coleman. Anything that needs, I feel like needs the institutional knowledge, then I'll stick with Jacobs.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah. And so just so you guys know, Coleman is the one that's dealing with the East Interceptor repair.
Construction management.
They did the plan on that. They're gonna help us with bid services. I will probably bill from the bid services thing to this general services contract. So they have done some work for us. They were the CM up here on the inflow pump station. So that, you know, we are comfortable with them, and okay, we think that they do a good job.
Does Jacobson know that they're a lot more than the Coleman? Oh, they do know that? Okay.
Yeah, it's like, does Cadillac know it's more than the Nissan? Yeah, they don't care, and they think they're worth it.
Oh, okay.
Now, whether they are or not, who knows? That's a question to be asked.
Okay, you
know.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, they definitely know. They are one of the big boys in the world of engineering, Jacobs.
Oh, okay.
But when it comes to process controls,
they're international. They've got people that know everything, but they're all over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, and they're good. So when you need that, it's, you know, and they back up what they do too. And so you do have all, you know, they have 50 lawyers or something, you know, so it's good to have a relationship with a big firm like that.
Yeah.
But there's also, I feel like it'd be good to have an opportunity to save some money here and there too.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Sagestrom Hill was the engineering firm that designed and built this plant.
Mm-hmm.
Jacobs bought Sagestrom Hill.
So, gotcha. Okay.
I know everything about it.
But, you know, they have historical data back to the 70s.
Oh, wow.
So we need a motion. So I'll make a motion. The general service contract with Coleman Engineering not to exceed $20,000.
I'll second that.
Motion second. Call the roll, or do we have...
Yeah, I'll call roll. Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato?
Yes.
Unanimous.
All right, we're number 12, up to the attorney's report. Ryan, anything to give us words of wisdom on?
No, I don't. The only things I want to talk about we discussed in closed session, so I'm good for tonight, but thank you.
All right, Ryan. Thank you, sir. Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. So no operational issues to report this month. We're getting ready to pull quarterly samples here pretty soon. Obviously, we are dealing with the rain, so we did have some guys here. I didn't get that on the manager's report because I wrote this before the rain. But we had some guys here last couple nights. We did go over our normal flow that we're comfortable with leaving the plant unmanned. So, you know, who knows? Guys might be here tonight. It's been kind of a sticky one here this first, but from here on out we can pretty much count on having to seeing every drop of rain at the plant. If it rains, we're going to notice, we're going to have an inflow spike. But the guys are good, they're locked in, we'll handle it, but we are dealing with it. Influent pump station progress report. All the equipment's up there. We are in the process of squaring up the integration. You guys might see a change order. You might not. It depends on how it goes. Mike is working that out right now. We realized here at the last, in the ninth inning, that they were not bringing up what we felt was minimum mandatory signals for us to run the plant. They didn't have enough alarms coming up here. They didn't have enough information coming up here, flow signals, that type of stuff. So we've been going through that pretty hard, and you know, this was our first project we've gone through. So in the inflow pump station, we'll know to look at this stuff earlier in the process. But we've asked for them to change some stuff. So we're hoping we can do it within the budget that we still have for integration, but you guys might see a change order depending on timing. Hopefully I wouldn't have to call for a special meeting to get it done. I don't think so, but you guys should be aware that there was kind of a ball dropped on their end and then our end for not catching it earlier in the process. But, you know, to me, I was pretty annoyed with them. It's like, we have a pump station that was built in 1955. How are we getting less information from the one that's built in 2023 than we do from the one in 1955? That seems ridiculous to me. So they got a little nasty gram from me, but we're getting it worked out. The next thing would be the money in LAIF. We already talked about that. Let's see, everything. Yeah, I think we've covered everything on my manager's report. Except for Micah could probably fill more on timelines on this. We did send our application to the state on an individual basis for the phase one of the upgrade project. As soon as that's done, it needs to still go for public comment, correct?
Yeah. What Glenn's referring to is our the funding for the upgrade project. That application was completed and submitted by Butte County. The environmental report has been reviewed and commented on by the state, and now they're reviewing the public notice that they're hoping to send out this week so it can be on the Butte County Supervisors Board in February, because the state has deemed Butte County as the main contact for our environmental report for our project.
Yeah.
So.
Well, There you go.
So we're moving forward. We are moving forward. We're ahead of all the other county projects now because we were able to talk them into putting ours in individually. So that's a good thing. We're not waiting on everybody else. But we should have some news for you on that, hopefully by the end of February. For February's meeting, hopefully we will have had it approved at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. So that's all I got for the manager's report.
Have you gone to the four-day week for the employees?
Yeah,
we've been. How's that going?
We've had some hiccups. It's great during normal times. Everything's wonderful during normal times, but the holidays were kind of tricky because of the way holidays fall and guys get time off, and now they got an extra time off, so everybody got a four-day week. And so scheduling that was a little bit difficult, but that's just on me, Micah, and Mitch to make sure that we're scheduling things properly and doing it. As far as the guys and the work that's got, I think more work's getting done now that was getting done before. I do think it's been beneficial to score so far. Definitely for morale, they love it. They can't get enough of it. But now having gone through the holiday season this year, next year we'll be aware and know how to handle it a little bit better. But yeah, we did have some days where like me and one operator were the only operators here, which is fine. I can still run the plant. I still know how to be an operator. But typically, if one of you calls, I need to be available for you. I can't be out there cleaning pumps. So. That's a little too lean on the crew, in my opinion. But next year we won't have that happen.
Okay. Visitor comments. We have no visitors in the room. Commissioner and staff comments. Anyone from the board?
I do. Rudy Creek Pump State, not Rudy Creek. Feather River flow meter. How's that going?
So that is another one that's got me pretty frustrated. So we just paid $10,000 not too long ago for that new controller, that new ABB controller, and it's out. Telstar and Aqua Sierra, neither one of them have the equipment that's needed to deal with it. And their excuse is Score's the only people with ABBs. We're not going to spend $25,000 on the tool that we only serve Score. So they're supposed to be coming out on, I think, the 20th. I think we have an appointment for them to come out, and they are going to have ABB on the phone with the guy from Telstar to try to figure out what's going on with it.
Tech support.
It's just a $10,000 charge to get the guy on the plane?
No. Yeah, no. We decided not to do that, and we took the free phone call. But now we're dealing with Telstar, dealing with ABB, and, so I don't...
Talking to each other instead of sending their tech up.
Exactly. So
they already tried to do it once, but this time they've scheduled an appointment with tech service to.
Yeah, so it's getting into that, like, do we need to send the ABB back, get our money back, and just go to a Westinghouse flow meter? Because they're about $25,000, and when if we're spending $15,000 to make something that's 30 years old work, we should probably be spending $25,000 to buy a new one. So I'm getting right up against that line. We're gonna see what happens on the 20th. But ABB is they're almost dead. I'm really thinking all the new ones we're getting are going to be these Westinghouses. So I'm like, should we just make the jump, buy a Westinghouse, get rid of this headache? But I'm not totally there to suggest to recommend that to you guys yet, because that is a nice chunk of change.
I mean, it does sound, that sounds okay, because the reason why ABB was all over this plant, so every piece went together.
Exactly.
You can interchange it.
Yep.
So if you're going to go to Westinghouse, that start.
Makes sense to convert, that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See if you can find a spool that'll fit in the same.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Stay with the same dog.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah, depending on what they say on the 20th, if it's going to be a big, another big cost, then that's probably the direction I'll come with on February for you guys to get permission.
But you'll need to wait till the rain stops anyway.
Yeah.
Which I'll make a comment. I don't think I forwarded it, but the BWR contacts me as mayor, and they have activated their monitoring crews. If this next storm comes in with substantial rain, they'll probably be open to the spillway.
Gotcha.
When that happens, I'll make sure to let you know, because I get a daily report from Ted Crawford about stuff, and then I pass it to Brian Ring.
Kept me in the loop last year pretty good. Yeah,
I'll keep you in the loop whatever happens. The other question I have is, we've been talking to Cal Water lately, and we're probably going to move forward with something about the fluoridation issue. I don't know how the council wants to do it, but we just changed that with the council action. It was not a vote of the public, which I thought it was, but they found out. The other thing we found out is there's two of the wells in Cal Water system here in Orville have been shut down because of PFAS.
PFAS.
Excuse me? What did you just say? There are PFAS in that well water.
Yep.
And then they put a carbon filter on the well at Bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
I am. Yeah, we actually issued them a P2 permit on that system there, that their wellhead treatment.
Yeah.
And they actually asked us if they could just discharge it into the sewer system, and we said absolutely not. We have a PFAS limit, just like you have a PFAS limit. We can't take
What's
that
PFAS?
Stuff. It's like microplastics.
It's basically it's the lawsuit that's over the AFFF foam that the firefighters have been using for years.
Yeah.
It gets into your system and it has no half-life. It doesn't leave your system and it's caused a number of cancers.
It's the coating on your frying pans. It's everything.
Yeah, it's in everything.
The biggest thing is chairs.
Yeah, the biggest thing.
I don't use frying pans with that coating.
There you go.
It's smart.
Well, the AFFF was the biggest problem because aqueous film forming foam, and that foam or the film was the PFA that made it extinguish fires very well. But you know, I used it for. Since back to 74.
You're definitely full of it.
Yeah, I'm full of it. So, I just mentioned it because I didn't know it was in our actual groundwater here.
Yeah.
That was surprising to me to hear that. And Cal Water has preemptively went ahead of what the EPA's numbers are, because they're not even saying what the minimum allowable levels are. But I noticed in Chico they're having a big press conference over, because Chico is all well waters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're having that discussion. I just wanted to add it here to make sure you guys are aware of.
Yep. Yeah. We issued them a P2 permit. Their next, we're going to issue them another P2 permit for their next well that they're going to put treatment on. And basically our rules were, you know, we're fine with, you know, you dumping raw well water into the system, but any water that you trap in your filter system and your carbons, that's got to go somewhere else. You got to offsite that. Right. That don't come here. So,
and I want to say too, the Cal Water's stepping ahead because nobody has the minimum numbers.
Yeah.
They just saw it. It's a thing, and they want to control it before the federal government.
Mm-hmm. That's a smart move. I mean, that's been Scores' game the whole history of Score. Get stay ahead of it. You know, they don't pick on the good people too much.
Where you get all this stuff? It's crazy. All right. Any other staff board comments? Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Motion and seconded. All those members say aye. Aye. I'm sorry, it's a habit I have with the housing authority and the council members. So we are adjourned at 5:42 hours.